Now that you have a general understanding of what DISC is, Crystal will further assist you with interpreting your report.
To have a better understanding of your individual results, I would like to refer you to the page entitled Style Analysis Graphs, typically page 22. On this page, you will see two graphs side by side with several numbers. When reviewing this page, the only numbers you should be concerned about are the numbers at the bottom of each graph, represented as a percent. At the top of each graph, you will see D for dominance, I for influencing, S for steadiness, and C for compliance. The percentage numbers at the bottom of the page represents your DISC behavioral score, ranging from 0 to 100%, with 50 to 100% indicating a high score in that behavior, and 0 to 50% indicating a low score. The graph on the left, entitled Graph 1 Adapted Style, represents how you behave at work and what you think you need to do to accomplish your job. The graph on the right, entitled Graph 2 Natural Style, is the real you, you under stress, or you in your natural, comfortable environment, as described by the shaded words on the descriptors page. When looking at these graphs, we want you to review a few items. First, looking at graph number 2, your natural graph, you want to look at the placement of your plot points and percentages. Your highest score is your strongest behavioral style and indicates you will use this style more frequently and intensely than others. Your lowest score is the style you use least often and often is the one you least understand or appreciate in others. If you have any scores near the midline or 50%, this means you use this behavior depending on situations that arise, and it is not a strong indicator of your behavior. Remember, you are a blending of these styles, and you need to look at each score to understand your actions. Next, you want to look at graph number 1, your adapted graph. Ideally, your two graphs should be similar. What is high on the right should be high on the left. What is low on the right should be low on the left. This generally indicates one of two things: that there is a good fit for you in your job, or that you do not adapt your behavioral style at all, indicating neither success nor failure in the job match. If you do see differences, note the degree of the difference. If it is more than 10 points or crosses the midline, you are considerably changing your behavioral style to do your job or deal with your work environment, which could include dealing with your peers, management, or physical location. Everyone usually needs to adapt their behavior in order to work with one another, but we don't want you spending 8 hours a day being something you are not. The more you are adapting your behavior, the less productive you are, the more potential there is for stress, illness, and absenteeism, and the more dissatisfied you and the organization will be in your performance. If you are unable to identify ways to deal with or eliminate these differences, we can help with private consultation. It is important to note that when building a team, it is critical to match the job requirements to the person's natural style and not the adapted style. Doing this gives the person a better chance at success in the position. We can also help you identify the job's behavioral style through the use of these assessments. For either the adapted or the natural style graphs, you may have what is called an unusual graph. An unusual graph indicates that the assessment could not clearly identify a behavioral style and can appear as one of three different graphs. The first is when all four plot points for the DISC scores are above the midline. The second is when all four fall below the midline. And the third is when the scores are tight or condensed near the midline, all scores close to the 50%. There are several reasons for explaining these graphs, which can include misunderstanding your current job's needs, being placed in a new position with unknown expectations, stress, extreme emotional events, either personally or professionally, trying to be all things to all people, overanalyzing the response form, or trying to outsmart the instrument. Regardless of the reason, it is suggested to identify the possible reasons for these results through discussion and consider taking the assessment again under less stressful situations. If you need any assistance with interpreting any graphs, please feel free to contact us. Finally, it is important to note that your natural graph usually is yours for life, and your adapted graph often changes based on your job's requirements. If you take the response form today and take it again next year, you will see slight variations of the same graph for your natural style. What was high 1 year will probably be high the next year, and what was low usually stays low. If you have a significant emotional event, for example, illness, divorce, death of a family member, etc., your natural style may substantially change due to your reaction to this event. The adapted graph, on the other hand, is controlled by your work environment and job needs. So if it changes, your graphs will reflect these changes.